This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. Okay, so now that we kind of know about the general mechanics of combat, let's get into what people are fighting. This is slightly amusing, I think, for you and for me, because I know I had lots of questions for you when I started about this, and I had misunderstandings.
Casey, I care about you, and I wasn't going to bring it up unless you wanted to bring it up, so it's up to you.
Yeah, no, I have nothing to hide. One of the first things, you know, that I asked you is I was consistently having this problem where my monsters were never hitting. Ever. I would roll, even on like when my rolls weren't terrible, my monsters would just never hit. And I was like, how is this supposed to work? And so I asked you one day, I'm like, everyone else gets this bonus to their rolls. Why don't the monsters get a bonus? And you're like, they do. It's right there at the bottom of the card. And So, you know, things that maybe seem like they should be common sense, let's dive into those a little bit for anyone out there that's like me.
Sure. So I am looking at the Goblin Monster stat block. It's such a common monster. Everyone's pretty familiar with it. And we're going to kind of walk through some of the abilities. And as we do, it'll make sense why you didn't know that, because as I started to explain, I remember the attacks on the monsters, I realized it's using this kind of crazy shorthand that I just took for granted, and it wasn't obvious. And if it is explained, I couldn't tell you in the book where it is. And so there is a bit of like niche knowledge in here. It's easy to grasp, but it's just not obvious. And I didn't realize that until we started talking. So I'm glad that we get to kind of use that experience to help other people.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, the first thing about monsters, very base level, only the DM should know what their stats are. Obviously, if you have played the game, you're going to have metagaming knowledge. But generally speaking, that information is not just public to all of the players as far as what their armor class is, what their hit points are, some of that, which is kind of what keeps people guessing. You don't entirely know how close it is to being dead or not. And so first and foremost, most of this information you keep to yourself. But let's just go through the card kind of piece by piece, maybe top to bottom, and we can just point out what some of those different elements are and talk about what they mean or how they relate to what we've already talked about, but just in a character form rather than in a monster form.
Right. And so at the very top here, it's going to say the name, and then it's going to say for the goblin, it says small humanoid, parentheses goblinoid, comma, neutral evil. And so this is some of the physical and mental attributes of it, which are important to know. Because first of all, it gives you the size. So you're like, oh, okay, so this is small, so it doesn't take up a full square, a full 5 feet. You actually kind of pack in a lot of goblins in a small space, which can make some big problems for your party. And it's also a humanoid, which is important to know because there's a spell in particular called Hold Person, and it says you can target a humanoid. Is a goblin a humanoid? It absolutely is. It's a goblinoid humanoid. That's a subtype. And you can totally do that. Now, there's other creatures that are beasts. And you can't use Hold Person on a beast because they're not a humanoid. But you can use the much beefier version of the spell called Hold Monster on anything. And so that's important to know. And then it says it's alignment neutral evil. And you're not going to use that too often, but it's nice to know that, one, they're evil, generally speaking. And two, they're neutral. And so this is kind of fun to know because some monsters that have, you know, speech and culture and language, they might say lawful evil, like a vampire does, where you could realistically as the DM look at that and go, well, if they try to talk with this thing and it realizes that it's better to make a deal with the party than to fight them to the death, if they promise them something, they're probably going to keep their word. They're lawful. They made a deal and they're going to keep it, even though they're the bad guy, which makes for some pretty great bad guys. Other things are chaotic evil, and it's just like, no, he's going to double cross you and slit your throat the first chance he gets, right? So that's kind of some interesting meta knowledge to help you understand. And then we have armor class, says 15. So that's the number you're going to compare against all your party's attacks if it meets or beats it. And it even tells them how it got that leather armor plus a shield. And then the hit points, it says 7. And then on the side there, it says 2d6. And so that's how they got that number 7. It's the average of 2d6. What's fun is that you don't have to make your goblins with 7 hit points. You can make them anywhere in that range between 2
right.
and 12 because they don't have a constitution bonus. And so that's just like quick, easy math, kind of like we talked about in character creation. If you want to make your goblins tougher, push them up there into the double digit range. That's totally normal. And you give your party a bit more of a challenge, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And it also shows you how many hit dice they have in case that ever matters. And then their speed, 30 feet, like we talked about before. And then we have their stats, the same 6 that you have as a character. And it tells you what the score is and then also the modifier. And then it starts getting into skills. What's interesting is sometimes in the skills, they'll have an actual skill that they're proficient in. Like the goblins have stealth. So for them, it's +6. If there's no other skills listed and one of these creatures has to make a saving throw for something, then you're just going to use whatever modifier is up there in the stat blocks under dexterity or intelligence or whatever it is. And sometimes they'll have a skill. Sometimes they'll have a save listed. Sometimes it's blank. And so you just go back to the 6 ability scores.
Okay. And then you use those modifiers the same way you would for a character. So yep. When you're rolling for initiative, you're going to use that dex modifier mm-hmm. to calculate your initiative order and some of those different things, right?
Yeah, exactly like that. Very rarely you'll look down there and you'll see that they have a modifier to their initiative or something else. It'll be down there. So just kind of take a glance at that before you start the battle. But yeah, it's just like running a character, which is nice. And then it has their senses. And so these guys have dark vision up to 60 feet and passive perception of 9, which is abysmal. And then it lists, it's pretty bad. You can sneak past these guys pretty well. And then their languages, common and goblin, and then their challenge rating, which is 1/4, which makes sense. And they give you 50 XP per defeated foe.
Thanks so much for tuning into the compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.